Blog Talk Radio.
Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James Version. You can read along with us. And some of you may even know this one. And we can magnify the Lord together. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we're going to tell the Lord who he is to us. And if you'd like to join us in that, press your number one key, and we'll just open up your line for a moment, and you just say, you know, who the Lord is to you. Pastor Mom, we'll get started.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Amen. So press your number one key if you want to join in with us and say who the Lord is to you. And I say, the Lord is my righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anybody's pressing your number one key, oh, there you go. I was wondering if it was working. Hallelujah. Amen. The hallelujah. Pastor Price, I'm going to open your line. Who is the Lord to you this morning?
The Lord is my healer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is our healer. Hallelujah. I think this is you, Miss Cleora. I'm opening up your line.
The Lord is my rock and my salvation.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Carrie, I'm opening your line.
The Lord is my keeper.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so good at doing all of those things. Amen. Amen. And so now we're going to go down our list that we have, and by no means is this list exhaustive. There's so much more who God is to us. So you can repeat after me when I say who the Lord is. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my father.
You are the Lord my father.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the Lord who is with me.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I see a couple of others that press their number one key. We're going to open your line. You just say who the Lord is to you. Minister Rachel.
The Lord is our keeper and helper.
The Lord is our dad.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Sister Debbie, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my help.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we just praise the Lord right now for who he is. Hallelujah. All that he's done for us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And now we're going to do a few declarations here this morning, and then we'll go into our praise and worship time. Hallelujah. So we'll do our declarations this morning. And the Bible says that in Job 22 and 28, it says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Hallelujah. So, and it also says in Isaiah 40 and verse 8, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands," what? "Forever." Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're going to decree some things this morning so things will be established in our lives. Glory to God. Amen. And so just repeat after me.
No weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage,
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted by the
stream
of water.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen. We have another declaration. Number two, Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon
my body.
Every disease.
Germ.
And every virus. That touches my body.
Dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus. Every organ.
And every tissue.
Of my body.
Function.
In the perfection.
That God created it.
To function.
I forbid.
Any malfunction.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And one more. Hallelujah. Great is the peace.
Of my children.
And children's children.
For they are taught.
Of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we'll go to our praise and worship time. We have a group that we know, their quartet group, and their name is called For Him. And they've been such a blessing to us over the years. And so they're going to, we're going to listen to some of their music this morning. as they were they recorded this live, and it just they just blessed me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to start off with one of their favorites, "It's Me, Lord." And I know lately we've been saying, "It's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer." Hallelujah. I just feel like some of us have been saying that lately. So it's me, Lord. Again, it's me. Thank you, Lord. It's me. Standing in the need.
Encouraged me so much
is that, you know, it happened 100 years ago, and really, actually what happened was the schools were closed down, the churches were closed down, people were wearing masks 100 years ago, back in 1918. Hallelujah, 1918, 1919, something like that. So it's been 100 years, and we are still here. Hallelujah. So God is able, and he can handle it. Praise God. Step out by faith. You're not going to lose anything by doing it. And you can gain a whole lot by doing it. Amen. And then those who have done some sowing, this is a time of reaping. If you have been tithing, you've given offerings, you know, this is our time. This is our harvest time. Hallelujah. And God is sending money. There was someone who said, money coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is that season where the money is coming. The wealth transfer is going on right now. Money is just flowing. Hallelujah. Not only money, but, you know, provision. The favor of God is flowing even in this time for the people of God. Now, if you look around and try to get your cues from things that's going on in the world, then you're not going to get the right cues. But when we look at the Lord, when we look at him, we're going to get the right cue for him to say, okay, baby, move out now. Okay, go do this right now. Go to this place. Remember when they had to pay their taxes and Jesus told the disciple to go and go fishing, and the first fish that he catches, get that fish, look in the fish's mouth, and there was going to be enough money to pay his taxes. And Jesus said, go ahead, pay my taxes and yours too. Hallelujah. This is that kind of time. Praise God. And, you know, during that time when Jesus told them to go get the fish, the Romans were in charge, and they were very oppressive to the people. They were getting taxes from them, and they were just very oppressive. Even in that time, God was blessing. So that's where we're looking at right now. And we're going to talk about giving today. Now, there's three ways that you can give here as we before we go into our prayer. Three ways you can give. You can give through Cash App. If you're way in the 21st century and you have the Cash App, which all the young kids have these days, you can give by Cash Apping $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So if you Cash App us, you can send your offering, and we praise God for those who have been sending their tithes and offerings through Cash App. Praise God. God bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. And multiply you even greater for all of you who have been giving. There's some who have been coming to our door. We're in 2E at the Heritage House. Hallelujah. You just come to the door. Stick an envelope under the door, on the side of the door. That's what people have been doing. And we praise God and we bless them who have already given. Hallelujah. And put the money at the door. Somebody came over at 10 o'clock and gave an offering last night. Praise God. Amen. And then you can mail your offering to ESLCCC. If you want to write a check, we do accept checks. Make the check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. And those are the three ways that I know right now that you can give to East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So we're going to pray for our finances, and we'd like for you to repeat this prayer after us. This is a prayer and also just saying what you're going to do, what we're going to do with our finances with regards to the Lord. So Pastor Mom's going to repeat after me, and you can do it too. Okay, Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
And walk
and walk
in total agreement,
in total agreement
as to how,
as to how
it is to be given,
as to be given.
I pray,
I pray
that I will learn,
that I would learn
to live free,
to live free
of debt,
of debt,
where I have not been wise,
but I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
And give me guidance.
I pray.
I pray.
That I will find.
That I will find.
The perfect balance.
The perfect balance.
Between.
Between.
Spending needlessly.
Spending needlessly.
And being miserly.
And being miserly.
May I always,
may I always
be paid well,
be paid well
for the work I do,
for the work I do,
and may my money,
and may my money
not be stolen,
not be stolen,
lost,
lost,
devoured,
devoured,
destroyed,
destroyed,
or wasted,
or wasted.
Multiply it,
multiply it.
So I will make,
so I will make.
Oh, excuse me. So what I make,
so what I make
will go a long way.
Will go a long way.
I pray,
I pray
that I will not,
that I will not
be anxious,
be anxious
about finances,
about finances.
But I will seek your kingdom first.
But I will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing,
knowing
that as I do,
that as I do,
I will have all,
I will have all
I need.
I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord God, we just thank you for those tithers. Lord, you said if we gave 10%, hallelujah, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that is more than we'll be able to receive. Hallelujah. So you talk an overflow. We thank you for the overflow blessing from tithing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Hallelujah. So that our, when we get our money, that it will not just come out of our pockets like we got holes in our pockets. Hallelujah. We thank you for that overflow blessing, Lord. And then for the givers, you said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you for that, Lord God. Overflow again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those overflow blessings in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11 that says that you would make us a thousandfold more than what we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we thank you for that, Lord God, and we praise you for each and every person who's giving right now, who's even sitting there writing a check, ESLCCC, those who are on Cash App right now in the name of Jesus, those who will do that even in the future to Cash App and to send it in or even to bring it. Lord God, we bless you. We thank you for blessing them right now and doing exceeding abundantly above all they could ask, think, or even imagine. And we give you praise and glory for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. I just know, I just know, I just know this is a special time in the Lord, hallelujah, that he's doing great and awesome things, hallelujah. So let's go to the Word of God right now. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. We're going to be in Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Hallelujah. And as we go into the word, I just want to hear as we go into the word a little bit of Jesus at the center. Okay, so get your Psalm 23 ready, and we'll be right back. Hallelujah.
Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, everybody say, Jesus at the center of it all.
Hallelujah. So in part one, we went through, there's six verses in Psalm 23. So we divided it and we went through verses 1-3. And today we're going to go back into it and go through verses 4, 5, and 6. So we'll do a little review here. And, you know, we know, most of us know Psalm 23. If we don't know all of it, we know parts of it. And I have this thing of doing this. If somebody's sick, they're in the hospital. I know someone had brain surgery who loves the Lord. And then when she was in recovery, I came in and started, and I said, the Lord is my shepherd. What goes after that? I shall not want, she said. He maketh me to lie down. I said, okay, you all right. Your brain working good. Praise God. Amen. So, you know, it's a well-known, it's one of the most memorized scriptures in the Bible. And I believe it's that way because it's so personal. If you look through Psalm 23 and you look for the words my, I, me, and mine, you would find it 16 times in those six verses. So you would find it 16 times. Hallelujah. And so it's very, very personal. A quick overview of Psalm 23 is that the first four verses shows the Lord as shepherd. Hallelujah. And then verses 5 and 6 show him as a host. You know, so the first, verses talk about, you know, he's a shepherd and what he does as a shepherd. And then it jumps into him being the host. Hallelujah. When he sits them down, and we're going to talk about that today. Verses, 1-3, David is really saying his testimony. He's talking about the Lord and giving his testimony, verses 1-3. Then verses 4 and 5, it looks like David just leaves the planet and begins to have a personal, intimate conversation between him and God. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley. He's talking to God, you know, at that point. And sometimes we do that. We'll start off giving a testimony, and then we got to just go leave the planet, just go right to God and tell him, talk to him, have an intimate conversation. And then in verse 6, David is very sure about the rest of his earthly life and where he will spend eternity. Hallelujah. So there was a blessed assurance that came to him as he talked to God, as he left the planet. He told his testimony, he talked to the Lord, and then he was sure of what was going to happen the rest of his life throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So then we won't go over what we went over before, but, you know, you have that overview. So let's go on to verses 4. Hallelujah. Verses 4-6. Amen. And verses 4-6, hallelujah, says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So when we look at verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, They comfort me. Hallelujah. So here's this picture of walking through the valley. Walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, you can just see it. It's just, it's down, it's deep, and it's dark. Hallelujah. But there's a shadow. And, you know, the interesting thing about shadow, and it talks about the shadow of death. The interesting thing about a shadow is that a shadow is, it doesn't happen unless there's light. So it's like the shadow of death. Death stands beside the path and casts a shadow over it. But glory to God, there is no shadow unless there is light. So the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. So death is standing next to the road where it's a deep place here, but the light of God is shining, hallelujah, and showing that shadow of death. And because we know that the Lord is our light and our salvation, whom shall we fear? Hallelujah. So David said, I will fear no evil. Hallelujah. I'm not fearing that death. I'm not fearing that evil because I know your light is here with me. Hallelujah. Otherwise, I wouldn't even see the shadow. Glory to God, if it had not been for your light. So we thank God for that light. And I like the part where he says, yea, though I walk. He could have said he was sitting in the valley of the shadow of death. He could have said, I'm standing in the valley of the shadow of death. But he said, yea, though I walk. Hallelujah. So he's walking through it. Glory to God. Just like we're walking through this COVID-19. Hallelujah. Don't just sit in it. And not do something and do what God has led you to do. But let's walk through it. And hallelujah, walk by faith and not by sight. Hey. Walk by faith and not by sight. And you get that impression that this is what David was talking about when he said in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. And he said, I fear no evil. And then he goes on to say, for thou art with me. So he sees that light, the light of the Lord. So he knows that God is with him. And we know that God is with us because he is our light and our salvation. And then he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So he's going back to his shepherd analogy. Because a shepherd has a rod and a shepherd has a staff. And both the rod and the staff are important. They're important to the sheep. The rod was used for protection. Hallelujah. He would use that rod to protect the sheep from other animals. Hallelujah. So he would use that rod. He would also use the rod that there's a scripture that says that the sheep would go under the rod. So he would send the sheep under the rod for him to count them, you know, to make sure that all of them were there. Hallelujah. And he also tithed his sheep as well. So he would count them as they would go under the rod. And then that staff. The staff was also a protection for them it was a protection and a provision for them because if the sheep tried to go off to the side or they got away, then he would take that staff that had the little shepherd's crook on the end of it that would fit around their neck and pull them back to him to keep them from wandering away. And God knows we need to be kept from wandering away. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just want to encourage those right now who are listening to, you know, you're listening to Facebook and church on Facebook. You're listening to, you know, hear church on Get 'Em Radio and other people who are providing ways for us to have church, even though we can't go into the church buildings. It's starting to open up a little bit, but, you know, that you haven't wandered away. And it was the staff of God that just kind of pulled you close, hallelujah, kept you close to him so that you wouldn't wander away and not hear the word of God and not be around the word of God. So we praise God for his rod and his staff. We get comfort from his protection from that rod, hallelujah, and we get comfort and protection from his staff as he keeps us close to him. Glory to God. Now, this is this scripture, it just keeps coming on my heart lately about verse 5, hallelujah. And it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Whoa. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I want to just stay here with, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, I really believe that's what's going on right now. God is preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You know, we can look at this in different perspectives. You know, we can look at the enemy right now, and as President Trump said, the invisible enemy. But we can look at the effects of this invisible enemy with 30,000 people who don't have jobs right now. We can look at, you know, that, you know, we have to stay home or stay close. And we can look at all of the things that are going on. We can look at, you know, even how many people are dying every day from the COVID virus. We can look at that. Or we can realize that we are sitting at his table. We are right there with God. Hallelujah. He's doing some things with us. We can look at him because he has set this table before us in the presence of our enemies. He is still and yet providing for us at this table. Hallelujah. He's at this table with us. We can look at him instead of looking at the enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy's around, but we can choose to look at God and see what he's doing at this table. I want to say it like this. It's not like we are hoarding food or anything, but we have so much food in our refrigerator now. It's packed full of food. And I haven't been doing a lot of shopping. And what has happened is that where we live, you know, and we are seniors, praise God, and people are coming and giving to the seniors right now, you know, as never before. So we have all of this great food in there, some of it from Whole Foods, and, you know, just getting blessed at such a time as this. I truly believe that he is preparing. He's prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Hallelujah. So if he's present, and he is, that means he's taking care of the enemy. That the enemy cannot pull off the things that the enemy wants to pull off. Even in the valley of the shadow of death. I mean, a shadow can't hurt you. When I was little, I felt that way. I was like, this shadow, I was kind of scared of shadows when I was very young. But the shadow can't hurt you. Hallelujah. And that's why he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And we can make a choice to sit down, rest, and go ahead and eat with the Lord and enjoy his presence instead of focusing on the enemy. So we can enjoy the Lord's presence at this table, even right now. We can enjoy his presence, and then we can bless other people because we're blessed to be a blessing. Glory to God. And then at the same time, it goes on to say, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I was thinking about anointing. There are places in the Bible where people were anointed, where God sent for them to be anointed. When people were anointed, they were either anointed as priests, remember, they anointed Aaron, and the oil that went down his beard and all of that to his skirts, and it was flowing. This oil was flowing. Aaron was being promoted. Hallelujah, to another position in the Lord. Then when David was anointed, he was anointed. Samuel poured the anointing oil on his head, and he was anointed into king, promoted as king. Hallelujah. So even at this time, God is anointing our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Hallelujah. He is promoting us. Hallelujah. He's promoting us to another dimension in him. Hallelujah. He is, and if we receive it, if we receive that promotion at this time, we can have it. Hallelujah. Well, you may say, well, what is he promoting me for? You know, people may say, you know, I'm a senior. My life is almost over. What is he promoting me to? Well, he may be promoting you to the matriarch of the spiritual matriarch of your family. Hallelujah. If you don't ever walk out of your house again, right where you sit, God is promoting you. Hallelujah. God is giving you things to do, to say, and to pray that will last longer than your years on earth. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, just see God anointing your head with oil right now in the name of Jesus, that your cup is running over. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know that song, Fill My Cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the Lord just fill your cup. Every yearning of your heart, he'll fill your cup. He'll anoint your head with oil and promote you right here and right now. For all of the times that you have left on this earth, he's promoting you. There's many things that he's promoting us to do and to walk in by his Spirit. Hallelujah. We're at his table right now, in the presence of our enemies, because there's enemies all around and about us. But we have the anointing oil on our head, and our cup is running over. Glory to God. Let's go on to Psalm 23, verse 6. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. I think that, you know, anointing your head with oil and the cup running over just flows right into surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. We can expect. There's a surely. Let there be a surely in your heart. Even just say it out loud. Surely. Just say surely out loud. Hallelujah. Just repeat after me. Surely.
Surely.
Hallelujah. Surely. There's no doubt. No doubt. Goodness and mercy shall follow you, shall follow me all the days of our life. Hallelujah. So he's talking about things that are going to happen here and now, right now, the days of our life, surely goodness and mercy. Amen. Some people, you know, right now, oh, my goodness, we could get all into vain imaginations. What's going to happen with this? 30 million people out of work. Oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Or we can just say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and expect the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In Psalm 27, it says, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness, hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So we have to expect to see surely the goodness, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. We have to have an earnest expectation of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living and expect it. Now, our expectation is our hope. Our expectation is so important that because many times if you expect it, you're going to get it. Whatever you expect, you get. You know, if you expect people to treat you bad, talk bad about you and all, you're going to get it. It's going to come. And Job said the thing that he feared the most came upon him. You know, he was expecting this to happen, and it came upon him. But if we truly believe and declare and decree, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, you're going to see it. I'm going to see it. We're going to see goodness and mercy. And that mercy of the Lord, hallelujah, the mercy of the Lord is rich. The mercy of the Lord, it's a wonderful thing to have his mercy, hallelujah, to know that God is merciful towards us, hallelujah, that he is our shepherd, he is our God, he is our Lord, and that his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. And his mercy is right here and now, and it endures forever. Surely, surely, without a doubt, praise God, without a doubt. And it goes on to say, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So what he's saying here is that, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we have a good life right here. Hallelujah. Sometimes he's giving me this little song, and if I'm going through anything or I'm just having a moment, you know, he'll have me, this song will just pop up in my spirit, you know, and the song goes something like this. I have a wonderful life. You have a wonderful life. We have a wonderful life in Jesus Christ. I have a wonderful life. You have a wonderful life. We have a wonderful life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for that Holy Ghost copyright on that song. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we have a wonderful life. And sometimes you just got to say it. I have a wonderful life. You have a wonderful life. We have a wonderful life. Where? In Jesus Christ. Apart from him, and as that song that we play, Jesus is the center of it all. Hallelujah. When we're in the center, when we're in him, hallelujah, we have a wonderful life, and we're assured that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So this Psalms 23 is personal. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. It is very, very personal. My, me, I, mine. Extremely personal. 16 times in 6 verses. Hallelujah. So we just know we have a personal relationship with the Lord who is our shepherd. And as we close, we just want to make sure that the Lord is your shepherd, for real. Amen. For real and for true. Because all of these things that David went through, when Jesus is your Lord, Jesus is your Savior, Jesus is your shepherd, hallelujah, you can rely on all that happened to David to happen to you. All that he said, how the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, all that he says here, what the Lord will do for you, how he'll make you to lie down in green pastures, lead you beside the still waters, restore your mind, your will, and your emotions, lead you in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Stand right there with his light upon you, even though you're in a valley, even though death is on the side, God's light is still with you, shining upon you, and you won't have any fear. Hallelujah. And he'll just protect you. He'll comfort you all along the way. Then he'll sit you at a table in the presence of your enemies. And then he'll promote you as he'll anoint your head with oil. Your cup just runs over, and you'll know surely goodness and mercy shall follow you, hallelujah, even in the land of the living, and then you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever, hallelujah. And just to make sure and to know that you are born again, if you're not sure, if you don't know that you know that you know, according to the word of God, this is your time right here and right now to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, because this thing is personal. This relationship is very personal. So the Bible says this, and if you know John 3:16, please say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And then that lets us know that God has provided a way for us to be saved. And that way is through Jesus Christ. And he gave Jesus to us. Hallelujah. So that Jesus could even die on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. Jesus is the sacrificial lamb who was slain for us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then he lets us know what our part is, what we need to do. And that's from Romans 10:9. Say that with me if you know it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me, because confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says, that Jesus is Lord and God has raised him from the dead. When you believe that, when you make that choice to believe that, because you have a choice, hallelujah, you make that choice and believe that, and then pray this prayer, you shall be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you from the dead.
And God raised you from the dead.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your ways.
Show me your ways.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord, right now we just lift up everyone who has prayed that prayer for the first time. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they are indeed saved. We ask you to touch them right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. If healing is needed in their bodies, we thank you for healing right now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for filling them with your Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. Power to do right, power to walk right, power to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Power to know that surely goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life, and they shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We thank you for that power right now. In the name of Jesus, empower to lead others to you, Lord God. And we give you praise for it. Seal them now, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. And also send the laborers to them so that they can learn more about you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. All right. If anyone has any comments that they want to make, we're going to start with Pastor Mom. We'll end with her because she'll give any more remarks later, but we'll start with her. Anyone want to say anything? Press your number one key. Right now, Pastor Price, your number one key is pressed. Sister Carrie and Sister Debbie, your number one keys are pressed. If you want to stay there and we'll open up your line, do that. Otherwise, press it again. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything?
That was a beautiful message this morning. I enjoyed her message.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line for Sister Debbie. Hi, Sister Debbie.
Yes.
Did you want to say anything?
Yes. I just, as I always say, and I say, even no matter how it looks, I still remember a song of mine that I like. Is Jesus can work it out. And our end was God is in the midst.
Amen. Hallelujah. He can work it out. Amen. I don't know if you heard that song in the beginning. And they were singing, he's going to work it out. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you very much. And, hey, we miss you. We miss you and David, little David. We miss you guys. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Price, we're going to open up your line. Hey, Pastor
Glory
Price.
Glory to God. How are you doing this morning? You and
good.
Pastor Mom and all the saints in their respective places. We really enjoyed that word. I really enjoyed that word today. I thank God, you know, they had a story one time where they said one person knew could quote Psalms 23, but another one knew Psalms 23 and had a relationship with God. Well, as they did on the road to Emmaus, said, "My, did our hearts not burn as you were ministering the word of God?" It really was a great encouragement. You know, I was thinking as you were ministering the word, no matter how many times we hear a sermon on a different passage of the Word of God, the Word is so pregnant. So I thank
yes,
God for you today for the way the Lord ministered through you. Psalms 23, I learned a whole lot today. And I thank God for the encouragement that you gave us today, no matter what age we are, to keep on going forward in the things of God. So I thank you, Apostle, for that word today and for this service. And God bless each one of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. I'm laughing because, like I said, I was ministering to myself today. Especially about, you know, being a senior, because the Lord's just, he's been telling me to do some new things. And, you know, I got a birthday coming up on the 28th, and I'm like, oh, God, you know, that's a significant birthday right there. And so he's saying, continue on, step on out. I got you doing, I want you to do something else. And so I'm just saying thank you, Lord. He's able. He can handle it. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to step out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So thank you, Pastor Price. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? If you have any comments or anything, press your number one key. Hallelujah. Well, I want to, as we get ready to close, you know, and when I finish this, if nobody's pressing number one key, we're going to have Pastor Mom give a closing remarks and closing prayer. I want to let you know about God in the Mist. Yeah, we're continuing to have our church on God in the Mist at 11 a.m. We will continue at least until the end of this month, okay? And then we're going to decide what we're going to do after that. I'm kind of getting an impression of what we're going to do, but I'm just going to wait and just hear definitely what the Lord wants us to do. But we plan on being here on Sunday mornings at 11 through the end of this month, praise God, of this month of May 2020. And we also have Bible study. We have a really good Bible study on Monday at noon, and it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So tomorrow at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we will have lunch with Lorraine, and the Lord has just touched her in such a way that he'll give her a word for us to look or to study in the Bible, and he's just taught her how to dig into the Word of God and present it in such a beautiful way, even ways that we might not have thought of looking at the Word like that. So tomorrow, her topic is going to be hope, harvest, and the nature of evil. Now, that sounds interesting, right? Hope, harvest, and the nature of evil. So, and she'll be coming from Matthew 13, 24 through 32, John 10, and John 10:10 tomorrow. So, and it's the same phone number. 516-418-5699. Then on Tuesday, during this COVID-19, until the Lord says any different, we're having Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And what we do is we pray in tongues for 1 hour. We assign people to pray in tongues for 15-minute increments. And I'll just say to you all on the line, most of you have been one of our ones that prayed in tongues for 15 minutes. If you are led to do that, even on this Tuesday, you can give me a text or a call, and we can put you on the schedule to be able to do that. But it has been totally awesome what the Lord has done as we've been praying in tongues over this past month or so. And we'll just all pray, you know, in the spirit. We're praying in the background, even though we're not on the mic. We're praying in the spirit, and God is giving interpretations. And the interpretations have been so on point and confirmed because we're hearing the same things from the Lord. Amen. So whereas, I mean, I may get like 3 pages of interpretation, somebody else may get 1 word, and it's still a confirmation. So it's just, it's totally awesome. If you'd like to see some of the words that we've been giving, you can go to our Facebook page. That's God in the Mist, M-I-D-S-T. You can go there and you can read them, because I try to write them down and then put them on that Facebook page for Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And well, under the advertisement for it. And you can also go back and listen to it. And you can just put Google, go into Google, Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and put in tongues. And then you will be able to get, and you'll pull up all of the ones that we've done before. It's a blessing just to listen to it. It's a blessing to pray in tongues while we're praying in tongues. That's a blessing. So if you just prayed a little bit, or you haven't prayed in tongues for a while, go back and listen to it and pray in the Spirit with us. And God will even bring out more of your praying in tongues and fortify you even the more in the name of Jesus. Okay, so then on Thursday, this Thursday coming up, and every Thursday this month, we have evangelism boot camp. So if you want to learn something about evangelism and how to evangelize, I mean, it's very simple, very simple. God gave us some simplicity here, and it makes complexity. So it's very simple. So let the Lord lead you. And this is from right now we're talking from a personal perspective, how God can use us, and, you know, that our hearts are ready for whatever he wants to do, because we want to be on ready. Like the 5 wise virgins, we want to be on ready for everything that God has. So let me go back. Oh, speaking in tongues. Let me go back to speaking in tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay, same phone number, 516-418-5699. And then on Thursday, the Evangelism Boot Camp, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And we're saying, even with that Evangelism Boot Camp, that this COVID-19 is a wake-up call. And the Lord is saying, wake up. You know, and he's turned the church upside down. He's shaking everybody out of the church. And we are the laborers that he has thrust forth into the harvest. Hallelujah. And the harvest can be a phone call. Hallelujah. The harvest can be through a mask at the Sam's Club, because God is sending people to us to be saved. So be on ready. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom to give us a closing remark or just a closing prayer. And thank you all once again for being on the line with us today. Pastor Mom?
Okay. Holy Father, we just thank you for this day. And thank you for being with us. And thank you for this blessing message today, Lord. And we ask you to pray for each and every one to have a good week this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We are now closed. So you guys have a blessed day. Now, do I see you, Sister Rachel? Did you just press the number 1 key when Pastor Mom was closing out?
I'm sorry.
Minister Rachel?
Oh, I want to love you and Aunt Helen. Enjoy your birth, Pastor Mom. And I thank God that he blessed me there and used my son's Wi-Fi so I'm able to hear.
Praise God. Praise God.
So this is like my church home, because this is my church home, and God is in the midst of me and y'all, and I love this ministry, and it encourages my heart to hear.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we continue to lift you up and your children. Hallelujah. And we thank God that you're able to, God has made a way for you to be able to go to church. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. So you all have a blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. Love you guys. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and close today. And, you know, I know we're kind of moving here, but I'll just say this. Lord, we just lift up everybody on the line. If anyone is in need of a healing, Lord God, we thank you for healing them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch every cell, organ, and tissue of their bodies in Jesus' name. Just kind of perceiving someone that may have a headache or something going on with their blood pressure. Lord God, we just lift that up to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you are the Lord. You are the Lord, our healer. Hallelujah. And you're rising over all of us with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And then we lift up Pastor Joe to you right now in Jesus' name. We know that there has been a death in his family. His brother passed away. Father, we thank you for peace upon him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for guarding his heart and guarding his mind, Lord. Your word says that my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We thank you, Lord God, for just covering Pastor Joe and his entire family, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let your peace rule and reign in his heart, Lord God. And we just thank you for it. And your word says that you would come to us and that you would comfort us. So we thank you for being Pastor Joe's comforter, even right now, in the name of Jesus, and giving him that peace beyond all understanding. Because who can understand a younger brother dying so suddenly at a time like this? Who can understand how he could go and you know, he has much older brothers and sisters. He's older himself. Who can understand these things, Lord God? So we ask you for peace beyond all understanding. Even when the mind tries to figure out how this could happen, why it happened, all of this, Lord God, we thank you for peace beyond all understanding and guarding all of the family's hearts and their minds. And we give you praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. And remember that I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a wonderful day.